Welcome to the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast. My name is Natalie Nidham. I'm a nutritionist, a human potential and epigenetic coach, and I created this podcast to bring you the latest ways to take control of your health and longevity. We cover it all, from new technology to ancestral health practices, personalized interventions, and a very special interest of mine, peptides. Enjoy the show. I think we can all agree that women are different than men. Women's health is complicated. Well, it's not complicated. Let's call it complex. And it has different complexities than men's health. One of the big frustrations in women's health practitioners is that a lot of the clinical research that gets done, whether it's on supplements or interventions or disease progressions, much of this data is still being pulled from men, from research done on men, and for good reason, because men's health, men's bodies, in some ways, are a little less complex than women's bodies. They don't have monthly cycles to deal with. They remain fairly consistent through most of their adult lifespan. Women have huge different swings. We have times where we're pregnant, we're making babies, we go through menopause, our hormones shift all over the place. There's a lot of variables. And if there's one thing that a clinical researcher doesn't want, it's variables that they can't control. Today's episode features three women in the women's health and biohacking space who got tired of asking why women are so underrepresented in clinical trials and research and actually decided to do something about it. Meet Dr. Nasha Winters, Dasha Maximov, and Kayla Osterhoff. These three brilliant minds are behind a revolutionary 12-month women's health optimization and coaching program called Power that invites women to view their unique female biochemistry and biorhythms as their superpower. It launches in June of 2021. So in the podcast, you're going to hear that it launches in March of 2021, but that actually got revised after the podcast. So I want to make sure that you know that I'm going to be releasing this kind of mid-February. You have until June to register and become part of this big group of women. So not actually that big. It's 30 women are going to be the first pilot group of women to go through this program. It's 12 months long, it's in depth, and it's not just a coaching program, folks. This is way more than that. This is about being able to not only learn about women's health and women's physiology, but actually undergoing various tests on yourself, bringing into play different interventions, assessing the effect of those interventions. And they've got some amazing partners involved that are going to help you and them to pull all this information together and make sense of it. So if you're a man listening and you're still listening, I commend you, but make sure that you share this episode with the women in your life because they will appreciate it. The episode itself talks about a lot of the very many issues that women face in getting good healthcare. So whether they do the Power Program or not, just bringing attention to that and shining a light on it, I think is really important. So what is the Power Program ultimately? I think one of the things that we could call the Power Program is like a master's level women's health education program that is fully hands-on and tailored to each individual participant, but then is able to take a step back, look at the data, and start to make sense of it in terms of these different interventions and how they work for women. And obviously on a small scale, 30 people is not a huge segment of the market, but just know that this is a first step for these ladies. This is just the beginning for them. So the Power Program is ultimately an invitation to take yourself as N of one and to spend that full year testing interventions, assessing their impact, understanding what does and does not work for you. You get coaching, you get all these different pieces of the puzzle, and you're going to see how this all applies to you as an individual and as a woman. And there's nothing that these ladies have not thought of. We're looking at women's nutrition, women's fitness, hormone health to circadian biology. They're looking at stress management, neuropsychology. There's literally nothing that you're not going to be looking into, testing, and learning about. We talk about why this pilot program is so very important and how interested women can learn more about it and apply to join if this is something that appeals to them. So for this first year, like I said, they're only accepting 30 women. You can learn more about the program at powerprogram.org. Now, just know that power is spelled P-O-W-H-E-R, right? Power makes sense. You can also follow them on Instagram at Power Program. So at Power Program, or you can email the team at info@powerprogram.com. All these links obviously are going to be in the bio, as well as the individual links for each of the three participants. So we've got Dr. Nasha Winters again, Dasha Maximov, and Kayla Osterhoff. Each one of them is, you know, kind of a queen of her own space. Dr. Nasha Winters is the medical director of the program. Dasha is the director of health coaching, and Kayla is the director of research and development. And you'll learn more about each one of them in the podcast, and also if you go to their website. So thank you so much for being here today. If you get value out of this podcast, please make sure to share it with your friends, your family, all the women in your life, your networks. And also make sure that if you have any comments or questions for me, you can email me through my website, which is natnidham.com. You can also connect with me on Facebook in Biohacking Superhuman Performance Group. Now, I will tell you that lately this group has become a little bit harder to find. So if you have trouble finding it, by all means, reach out to me through my website, or you can also find me on another platform called MeWe, where I have the exact same name group, Biohacking Superhuman Performance, but I'm a little less active there. I just don't have enough time to run it all, but at the same time, it's a shadow group in case anything should ever happen to that Facebook group. Thank you. Thank you again for being here today. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I really enjoyed recording it. It's the first time I've interviewed three people at once, so it was a new experience for me, but these gals really made it easy for me. I have to say, the three of them are each incredibly professional. So enjoy the episode.
Hello, everybody. And I really mean everybody here. Welcome to the show, Nasha Winters, Dasha Maximov, and Kayla Biocurious. Is that your last name, Biocurious?
No. That's my name on my Skype. That would be kind of cool.
That would be
Kayla Osterhoff.
Osterhoff, that's right. I knew that. Well, welcome to the podcast. I am so excited about today's show. Thank you all for, coordinating two people is hard enough. Never mind coordinating three of you with the schedules that you all have. So thank you for making the time to talk to me today.
Thank you for having me.
Happy to be here.
Okay. So to the listeners, just so you know, we've made it so that we're all taking turns talking here. So with any luck, you'll get to hear the fabulousness that each one of these women has to share with us today. So today we're talking about the Power program that is going to be launched in March of 2021, which is super exciting. And it's this incredible women's program, 12 months for 30 lucky women who get to dig and dive deep into their health, their physiology. They're going to be testing things. They're going to be using stuff, and it's all going to be about them, right? Amazing. So before we launch into that, let's start with getting a little bit of background on our fabulous guest tonight. And I'm going to let you guys decide who goes first because I can't be picking unless, okay. So actually I've been told to pick. So Dr. Nasha, please tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get to where you are today, which is fabulous, but please do.
Well, thank you. First of all, how fun to finally meet you in person. Super honored to be here. And again, just everyone listening or watching, you're going to meet the team that I get the privilege of working with. There is you will understand very quickly why we all came together and why we are all leaning on each other to create something that's never been created before in the world. And so a little background about me, my name is Nasha Winters. I'm a naturopathic physician, but I also have a doctorate in oriental medicine. I spent years studying Ayurveda, and I also have a fellowship in the American Board of Naturopathic Oncology. I have spent the last 30 years traveling all over the world, learning everything I can about the terrain, integrative health. And I did so because my patients coined the term SYA University, which stands for Save Your Ass University, which is where I really started with my process.
It's called motivation.
Right? It is. You know, mortality will do that to you. And so at the ripe old age of 19, after many, 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 many years of health issues, And being a woman, being in an environment where I was just written off as sort of histrionic or just being anxious or, oh, it's just your IBS flaring or your endometriosis causing those symptoms. Here's another script, get out of our office. Mm-hmm. By the time I was so far gone and they finally figured out what was going on, I was in stage organ failure, stage 4 ovarian cancer.
Oh my God.
So when people say why this program, I honestly can't think of a better why. Yeah. Is because I was caught in the net or the web, if you will, of women's healthcare being sort of misunderstood, underserved, underutilized. And here we are nearly 30 years later and it hasn't changed. So that's where we are. And I've had the privilege of helping myself in the Save Your Ass University environment, as well as for many years did women's health in a general family practice and family medicine in a general family practice, and then moved into just oncology focused, mm-hmm. and then facilitating women in cancer retreats all over the world. And then understanding, I mean, literally everything I ever learned taught me about oncology, which then can be like retrofitted back to all health, because really cancer is just a collection of hundreds of diseases.
Yeah.
And so I'm very passionate about not having any other woman end up in the situation I was 30 years ago. So here you
have it. Love it. Love it. Oh my God. Okay. I think we can clap. All right. Moving along our grid here. Dasha, tell us about yourself and how do we have the gift of having you with us here today?
Sure. Thank you. And thanks for having me. I'm glad we sorted this out. So let's see, the story that pertains to this, let's go with that, which is my family history has breast cancer in it. My family history has a history of potentially where I could go, right? Yeah. So save your ass in university. Yep, I'm there and I'm in there now because I want to make sure that I don't get there. My background, last year I was the COO for the Health Optimization Summit in London, and it was incredible. Of the 40 speakers that we had there, however, none of them spoke specifically to women's health. None.
Amazing.
Right? We had Dr. Naisha was one of our speakers, but she spoke to oncology. Mm-hmm. We had other speakers who spoke, other female speakers, but they didn't speak specifically to females' health issues, right? And I think that's where the group that I'm a kind of collective that I run now called WellCo, that is what the intention is behind that. And it's the women's health community specifically geared towards giving biohacking and health advice for women. But the reason I got pulled into this by Kayla to some extent was because we wanted to bridge the gap, and we can go into this later, about the different elements of health, which include medical research and health coaching. So from my role within this program, Dr. Naisha is our medical director. I am the director of health coaching, and then Kayla is the head of research and development. So that's a little bit about me. And Kayla, I'd love to pass the floor to you.
Yeah, here's the baton.
Thank you. I'll take it. So similarly to both of these beautiful women here, me, myself and my family has been disempowered by the medical system, and specifically the women in my family, on the mental health side. So starting back with my grandmother, who I never met, because she committed suicide when my mom was 12. Since then, my mom, you know, relied on the traditional medical system for support for her mental health, not knowing that that was the root cause of a lot of these health issues that she had later on in her life. And because there were not solutions and no laboratory tests were done to see where her hormonal imbalance was, there was no support for her mental health and well-being. Nobody cared about her history or cared to ask about it. They would prescribe her pain medications for her pain. Yeah. This turned into an opioid addiction. This turned into, in my junior year of undergrad, I was getting my bachelor's degree in health ecology, or I did get my bachelor's degree in health ecology. But during my junior year, I had to take a year off because my mom had 3 overdoses that year. Wow. And she had a major stroke as a result and has some impairment that is permanent from that. Luckily, she survived. But me as her only health advocate, because her medical team wasn't doing anything for her, and actually they caused this to happen, I went and searched for some solutions for her. And there were not solutions for her. She could not go and get through her insurance, which of course, using the insurance model is further disempowerment. Mm-hmm. She could not get help and support for her addiction and to dig herself out of this hole that she found herself in. And it all started with trauma that was never dealt with in childhood, and then a lack of bio-individualized caring in her adult life. I went on because of that experience. I had already applied and was set to go to physical therapy school and get my doctorate in physical therapy. And I switched gears after that experience because I was so angry with the medical system that I wanted to figure out, why is this happening? There's something wrong with our medical system, and I want to work on the public health side of these things. And I wanted to work on the opioid addiction. So I got my master's in public health and went on to work for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for 7 years. I just left this last year. I did not get to work on the opioid epidemic, but I did work in global health. I worked in cardiovascular disease programming, the Global Hearts Initiative specifically, standing up cardiovascular disease programs in underserved countries. Mongolia and Brazil and Africa were some of the locations that I worked in. And then I worked on the responses, the Zika response, the Ebola response, and I worked briefly on the coronavirus response before I left in March of last year. And I am currently in my doctoral studies in neuropsychophysiology, because this is really where my passion is, and understanding the brain and the mind and how these two systems interact with each other to create what we experience as humans. So not only is health bioindividual, but reality is bioindividual. Mm-hmm. So my mom's reality that she experiences is a lot different than my reality that I experience. And we bring this into our program as well.
Hmm. Wow, I'm almost speechless. Okay, so that's a powerful triad here between the three of you. So how did you come together and decide to do this? Because, I mean, clearly that each of you is incredibly driven. You've got these incredible drivers behind you. But how did this happen? Were you just kind of, I don't know, hanging out in a coffee shop, thinking this would be fun? Like, how did this all come together?
I guess I could start on this piece. And if there's more to add from my colleagues here, please dive in. Basically, as someone who's been taking care of myself and figuring things out and being curious, I love the BioCurious name of Kayla. That was actually one of my draws to her. I was like,
it's brilliant.
My own curiosity led me down this path and purpose, and also seeing the underserved aspects to every point that both Dasha and Kayla described of the shortcomings in medicine in general. Lived it myself, saw it in hundreds, if not thousands, of women in my practice. These are the stories we hear and see all of the time. And when I started getting introduced into more and more speaking since my book came out, and since I got further away of direct client care, and I got further away of being in kind of one-on-one or group situations and retreat with women, started really missing that part of myself. And it was through engaging in the biohacking community that I started to also see a very strange dynamic, which was a lot of really interesting people and a lot of interesting conversations, but very, very male-dominated, very, even if they were female speaking, they were still very young women, very masculine energy, femininity, not a lot of the balance, myself included in that. I'm very, very dominated in my masculine side of my brain and communication, but it's really hard to remember there's a female attached to that part of this. And so seeing kind of the shortcomings within that community that has made an amazing splash in healthcare but it's also very much driving the same narrative that we've had ongoing. And to see the shortcomings in research, as we've all kind of joked about with each other, women's health is based on sort of 60-year-old white men physiology and studies. And that leaves us out of the equation many of the times. And so in this industry of realizing how it's like waiting for someone to come and do it for us was becoming really clear that we would still be waiting. Like I said, 30 years down the road, I'm still waiting for this to change. And so lo and behold, I found two other badass women who have just as much drive and inspiration and influence that I do to come together to actually like, well, if we aren't seeing it happen, then let's make it happen.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I'm inspired. Wow.
And I think I could, to bring that in like really quickly, it's like, I got to meet Dasha online in preparation for this huge biohacker conference that she put out that she spoke to. Oh. And even though I kind of got to be get up there on stage, what was the best part and what I believe I came into that conference for was to meet Dasha, to create this next path. And then Dasha put me together with Kayla. And it's just been this beautiful, we've talked about this and please ladies jump in. It has been effortless of how easy we work together, how amazing our inner synergies come together, how my strengths are met by their, you know, I help them when they're in their weaknesses. They help me in a lot of my weaknesses. Yeah. It is so delicious to see women coming together and creating something that is not built out of any amount of like, I don't know, but there's no competition. It's just ease and beauty. It's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you know that something's right when you get those synergy things just coming together, right? Like when things just fall into place, that's when you know you're onto something good, because the world kind of unfolds in front of you. And it's funny how things present themselves, and it's a beautiful thing to see. And when you get three people or three women that can, you know, kind of fit together like that, that's got to be pretty magical. So this is going to be amazing. Okay. So I have a question for Dasha. Tell me about your program. Tell me, I mean, obviously it's different from anything else out there because it's looking at women through the lens of women. It refuses, like I was reading your deck today and it really, it stands up and says, you know what? We are not the same as men. We love men, but we're not them, right? Our bodies are different. And frankly, that's a big part of the reason why we're not included in clinical studies, because our hormones are all over the place. And oh my God, well, how are we going to correct for that? And how are we going to normalize for this? And so that inherently is the foundation of why we get left out of too many clinical studies. So Dasha, why don't you tell us a bit about the program and how it's different?
Yeah, absolutely. So the program, the way that I like to explain it is the program is multifaceted, just like health is, right? So health is not just make sure you eat five apples or an apple a day, right? It's not just make sure you work out. It's not just calories in and calories out. Health is very multifaceted. So if that's the case, then we should be approaching health in a very multifaceted way, right? So with that, it's the program itself. When we were looking at the different things that are out there, we saw a gap. And the gap that we saw was that on the one, there's kind of two scenarios, there's multiple, but the two that we keep on seeing is on the one side, you've got the health coaches, right? Health coaches are tremendous, absolutely incredible. They dedicate time, they dedicate energy, they're there for you. But there is a very big variance in the types of health coaches that are out there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So we've all seen great ones. We've all seen less than great ones, right? Some health coaches definitely include medical tests. Some don't. Right. So the variance is quite large there. And then on the other side of the equation, you've got functional medicine doctors who are equally amazing. You go and see them and they will order all the tests for you, which is wonderful and very expensive. And sometimes they'll order those tests and then there is a lack in the follow-up or a lack in the coaching. Mm-hmm. And the gap that we saw was sitting somewhere in the middle between those two, wherein you're getting the medical tests and you're getting the coaching at the same time. And exactly what you were just saying about, you know, a women's program. Part of the problem with research that you alluded to is that only, you know, back in the 1970s, 1977, women were not included in research. A lot of that research still impacts us today, mm-hmm. right? The research that done back then still impacts the dosages of the drugs that people were taking. So Ambien, for example, which was researched back in back then, those dosages are should be different between men and women. And so from a program standpoint, and from a research standpoint, and I know that Kayla is so passionate about this and she'll get into this more, but you know, the idea of citizen science and the idea of using data to back up the things that we're seeing, right? So going back to your original question of what is the different, you know, this program, why is it so different? It's because you've got the medical tests, which will have three medical tests done over the course of the 12 months. It's because you have the coaching. It's because you have the research. Mm-hmm. And out of all that, you've got the community side of things, yeah. right? Which again, if we look at, you know, incredible, and if you look at health in general, we know that loneliness is a major factor as to why certain medications don't work as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're in community, you will end up being healthier. If you're in community, different supplements will work better on you, right? So that community of 30 women plus us supporting all of those is giving that element as well. So it's health is multifaceted. Our program is multifaceted. That's why our program is different.
Love it. Love it. And actually, just to add to that, you know, looking at the curriculum and looking at the scope of areas that you cover in your program, and I'm just going to list them off here, and then we're going to move over to Kayla for a minute. But, you know, it's not, and I love the marriage between the medical and the health coaching, because getting people, as a health coach myself, I see so many people coming to me. They've been to amazing functional medicine doctors and they get left to their own devices to try and make sense of what they've been given and execute it. And too often, you know, I get presented with a stack of tests that they're like, yeah, I got that. I don't know what to do with it. You know, so we go through it and we implement and we tease out the details. But anyway, but going back to your curriculum, so it starts with, and I don't know if this is if there's an order to this or there's overlap, and we'll talk about this a little bit as we go through, but we've got women's hormone and health balancing, like right there, we've got worth the price of admission. Circadian biology, which I love that you've included this, right? Because circadian biology affecting every aspect of health, stress and stress management. That's right. We've got stress. What are we going to do with it? Let's use it as a superpower. Neuropsychology, Dasha and Kayla, actually. And functional nutrition, near and dear to my heart. And then functional fitness. So literally covering the whole map of what it takes to become as healthy and vibrant and amazing a person as you are and can be forever or as long as you can. So Kayla,
just jump really quickly. Yeah. Your question of, I don't know if there was a reason for the order and I just want to call that out.
Oh yeah. Tell me. Yeah.
And we went back and forth. We were thinking which module, what do we want to include? What do we want to exclude? Right. Mm-hmm. I think Lincoln said it back in the day of, you know, it takes much longer to write a shorter speech than it is to write a long speech, right?
Tell me about it. Live it every day. Yes. So
it's we had to consolidate into what are the critical things that we really want to include in the program in order to have what we're kind of calling, and Pam Gold talks about this a lot, minimum effective dose, right? Yep. What do you need to make sure you actually move the needle, but you don't need everything under the sun because not everything's important. But to answer your question, the order was very important to us and really critical because a lot of programs start with fitness and nutrition. Mm-hmm. But what is the difference between men and women? Ultimately, it's hormones. So we have to talk about hormones first. So our first module is hormones, because that's the main difference. And if we don't understand our hormones and we don't understand our cycle, and if we don't understand how these things work and how they're going to change over our lives and that that's normal, then we've got no hope.
Well, you're working on a shifting platform that you just can't control for sure.
Right. Right. So for us, hormones was critical to go first, and then stress and sleep, and then neuropsych, and then nutrition and fitness later. It is important. We know that it's important and critical to health, but we've got to work on our mindset as well, which a lot of programs I don't think touch on, or they don't touch on. But it's kind of an afterthought later on.
Yeah. It's on the side. Okay. Thank you, Dasha. Miss Kayla, how are you hoping to change the trajectory of women's health with this program? I mean, I'm so excited about this. I can't stand it. So why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. So we talked about the components that are different with this program, right? We have the medical tests, the data, right? We have the health coaching and the community and the support. We have the education to go along with it, to teach a woman to fish. But the real magic is that it is a bio-individual, data-driven, fully integrative health care program for women. Mm-hmm. We're caring for these women's health in a way that they've never been cared for. So on the research side of it, because I'm a data scientist and a nerd and a neuropsychophysiologist, and so I like to look at the biometrics. So we're going to be tracking these women's biometrics, not only their lab data, but wearable data as well. Nice. And helping them to look at their data, put their data into action, and make data-informed decisions. We're taking the guesswork out of it. But it has to be done on an individual level. Each woman kind of has to become her own lead researcher of her own body. We
Love
guide
that.
Her how to do it. We guide her through the education. We guide her through the coaching. We give her all the support and tools needed. We give her the data collection dashboard for herself that visualizes the data for her. And she is then able to become her own health expert. She is then able to become her own health advocate. Mm-hmm. These women will learn how to look at their own health data and not only make data-driven decisions for their health, but they are also going to understand what kind of medical team and support they need to build for themselves. They know what questions, we even supply them with the questions to bring to their OBGYN, to their general practitioner. What lab tests should they be asking for year after year, or, you know, every 3 years or every 10 years as women? What are the screenings that are really important, and what are the screenings that might not be so important and could potentially be detrimental? So a lot of this information is not out there. It's not provided by your medical doctors. It's not provided by your health coach. It's not provided by your functional medicine doctor, but we're including that because it's fully inclusive. We actually aim to bridge the gap in women's health science and research. And that's my big passion and why I wanted to create this program and this group to begin with, is because women have been disempowered, as I mentioned before, by the scientific and medical communities. Not on purpose, but it's because we are difficult research subjects. We are risky research subjects. That's true. I'm a researcher. I understand that a woman in my clinical research is going to throw a wrench in things because it's impossible to control for the changes that happen within her body throughout a month. Mm-hmm. Essentially, over the course of a month or 28 days-ish, depending on the woman, we are biochemically and neurochemically four different beings. So having the same exact health routine every day, following the same recommendations that are for men who are on a 24-hour cycle, is not appropriate for us. And so looking at the data, the cohort data from the 30 women, and seeing how they are actually changing and transforming their health by optimizing their health within the phases of their cycle, understanding their unique biochemistry and biorhythms, and balancing it. will allow them to actually optimize their health in a real way, whereas they've never been able to do that before because this is never brought all together in one place. Love so, it. Yeah.
I love it. No, that's amazing. And I love the, and I what I really love, I mean, I love a lot about this, but one of the things that's that is so incredible about your program is this whole, the whole focus on teaching the individual to own this information, to be able to walk away from it after a year and be kind of the CEO of their own health, right? Yeah. They know the questions to ask, they know the test. You're no longer in the world where you're depending on somebody else to know what to do. You kind of have your roadmap, and now you're out shopping for the right physician, the right partners in your health to kind of take you to the next level. So this is amazing. Yes. You call it a master program. I'm calling it like, what's that word I'm looking for? It's, it'll come back to me.
Anyway. We'll just call it magic.
Yeah. It's more than magic though. It's an MBA, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's an MHA, Masters in Health Administration of yourself. Exactly. Like that's what it really is. And yep. I'm all over it. I'm in. Okay. So we keep talking about tests. Let's talk about what the tests are. You're doing three, you're testing three times over the course of 12 months. So I don't even know. We haven't even talked about this really. This is about 30 women going through a 12-month program. There's going to be every 4 months, and this is amazing, we're going to test, which gives each individual, first of all, their baseline, and then they get to see what are the effects of all of this work that they're doing, all of these things that they're changing. So I think I'm trying to remember who, oh, this is Naysha. This is Dr. Naysha's area. Why don't you tell us a bit about the testing that you're going to be doing?
Sure. Well, people who've been following me for any amount of time know this mantra that has become like the war cry, or like, I don't know, like our going into battle in a very but feminine way.
Is in a this positive concept, way.
is the concept of test, assess, address, don't guess. And building upon everything that Dasha shared and everything that Kayla shared. And also I want to speak to something as we're talking about the testing. One of the things that also happens when you do see some of the kind of women's health programs that are out there, little coaching programs that are out there, they'll tend to kind of focus on a single demographic of mm-hmm. women as well. And so it may be 20 somethings that are all about like the fitness or fertility, or maybe it's all about the 40s and 50 somethings around the perimenopause or beyond. And so it's just an interesting thing that the women that are coming forth to take this program cover basically, you know, from like their 20s into their 70s. And what I'm most excited exactly is again to show the nuances and the differences within each of those women just individually through the life cycles that those women are facing, through these, how their life cycles interface with the environment in, on, and around them at any given time. And the only way you can know how that woman is sort of meeting that environment is to test. And so we're coming in this first year, this first cohort, with basically that curiosity and open mind of, let's start with what we've got. Let's just test everything we can and take a look at what we have. And then we'll repeat those tests as we're applying the information, we're educating them in the program and follow them throughout the year. So we can literally have a starting point of where those women are. Our first part of the testing is a very thorough intake. So we're looking at personal and medical family history. Mm-hmm. We're looking at even their zip code and their demographic has an input. So for instance, your zip code is going to influence what Superfund sites you live by, you know, your affluence, your socioeconomic status, your education status. It may tell us a lot of other things to know what other components are feeding into that woman's experience, mm-hmm. right?
Well, and even yeah. where they live, right? If you're living in a major city or if you're living in a rural area, it's going to affect your exposures. Sure.
Exactly. Your lifestyle. So yeah. It's huge. It's huge. And we take that for granted. And so just from a zip code, we can look at air quality, we look at water quality, we can look at so many things. So we can tell that information. So we've got this really in-depth questionnaire and sort of series of questionnaires for people to give themselves a baseline, like to do kind of their self audit. So that's part of this program as well. And they'll have touch points in throughout the program beginning, middle, and end to kind of do their own evaluation of how they're doing. Because we don't set the agenda, basically they do. And we follow suit by using the metrics to gauge where they were in the beginning and where they are at the end of the program. So we're looking at basic blood testing, which again, a lot of people, it's out there, but it's the way we look at the information as well. It's not just simply going and having a bunch of tubes of blood pulled out of your body. It's what that information tells us in context to the whole. And so that's what we're also committed to. So in the beginning, we'll be looking at everything from your CBC, which is your complete blood count, gives me a really good idea of what's going on with your immune system and your methylation. We'll be looking at your CMP, which is your metabolic panel. That's looking at your electrolytes and your organ function and your glucose levels. Speaking of glucose, we're going to do a deep dive, given that less than 12% of Americans are metabolically flexible. We want to take a look at your insulin growth factor, your hemoglobin A1C. We'll be having some devices where you're testing your blood sugars and blood ketones to also guide you along the way. We'll be looking at all the hormone pieces we've talked about. We're going to be looking at everything from hormone metabolites to a full thyroid panel instead of just a good old TSH, which misses 99% of the information. Why even bother running a TSH if you're not looking at the context? So we'll be looking at the full panel, including things like a T3 uptake, which most people don't even know about, which is like my poor man's version of showing your hormone status. If it's elevated, your androgen dominant metabolic syndrome patterns. If it's low, your estrogen dominant. Those are just some little clues of examples. Things like your thyroid antibodies, which you can look like you have a totally normal functioning thyroid, but if you have antibodies, you are basically attacking every tissue in your body, from your hippocampus to your thyroid gland, to your gonads, to your ovaries, to your reproductive system. And that is a game changer in all of this. We'll be looking at your ASI, your adrenal stress index, and the pattern of your own circadian rhythm to know what makes you work. A really good example, when Dasha and I were going over some of her pieces here, she looks like the estrogen dominance person until you do a deeper dive into her metabolites and you realize that the things that would normally come out of a health coach or a functional medicine's recommendation to treat it would never have worked on Dasha, because she has a very particular pattern for her hormone metabolites. So we were able to find that out immediately, that she wouldn't have wasted hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on supplements or dietary interventions that have no effect on her particular pattern, her particular physiology. We're going to be able to help show every single woman that specificity. We're going to be looking at even their parts of their epigenetics, so the blueprint in which they were born from and how it's being expressed. We're going to be looking at toxicant exposure, both directly from like the zip code, but also what's showing up. It's no longer a matter of if you're toxic, it's how bad is it, and how is it expressing in you. We're going to be looking at microbiome. We're going to be looking at things like your vitamin D. We're going to be looking at things like your homocysteine, which can show us how you methylate. There's so many components here. We will literally be doing a tracking of all the systems of the body before, during, and after, and knowing what the blind spots are. Because it, at least for me, I can speak to this. Every patient I've ever seen, and I work with cancer folks, so I see the sickest of the sick. Every one of them says to me, I was healthy until I got cancer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we all hear this and it's like,
right. And it doesn't. Right. And so I want to show people that is absolutely not possible. That is absolutely not true. And you can be empowered to know what it is that you are dealing with so that you never have to come see me as a cancer patient. And so these are the types of things we're helping women. I do not want women to become the 1 in 2.4 women in the United States that will expect to see cancer in their lifetime. We want to change that. Okay. So those are just some of the examples. And then to what Kayla talked about, we'll also be putting that together with their wearables. We'll be getting that in-your-face data. And to what Dasha talked about, it will be placed on a very user-friendly, interactive, communicative dashboard data collection repository that is also then shared about and will add to the educational platform itself. So we got a lot to do and we are ready to do it.
That's impressive. Okay. So let's go back a little bit. So, one of the things that you said really strikes me, and I talk with my clients about this a lot, is you don't become a type 2 diabetic overnight. You don't develop cancer overnight. You don't disease takes decades to build, and it leaves a trail. There's signs and symptoms all the way along. unfortunately, our medical system is, I'll put it to training, is trained to kind of watch you travel your little road and to catch you when you fall off the cliff, sort of ish.
The analogy I use with patients all the time is we've got a disease maintenance system, yeah. Not a healthcare system or a wellness system.
Yeah.
And we don't address people's health issues in our culture until they are building engulfed in flames. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What I try and liken this to is that we can find clues, like you said, to kind of like the little pieces of the crumbs on the trail that show us a smoldering ember in the basement that we can elucidate to the person, make them aware of that blind spot, give them the opportunity to address it head on and deal with it before it becomes a building engulfed in flames. That is a totally different paradigm from a national health institute, you know, national health system that you have in Canada to a single payer, you know, or insurance-based model here in the United States, yeah. Or beyond, that both of them are terrible failures in the way we treat.
In Canada, we can't even test.
And that's another thing. Like, there's even parts of the United States you can't even test. And people, then we also remember, we base our labs. We tell people, your labs are fine. First, I've never seen a set of labs in my entire 30-year career that were fine ever in the beginning, right? We get people to that point. But labs are based on the average of the population.
Yeah.
We are not a healthy population. And I do not want anyone to come into this program expecting that they are normal. But I definitely want them to end the program being extraordinary and not average. And so that is my expectation. And that is what we are committed to doing here with the Power Program, is helping people go from sort of normal status quo, or even building engulfed in flames, or even smoldering embers in the basement, to extraordinary outliers at the end of the program.
Love it. Become an outlier. I love that. Okay. So Dasha, why don't you tell us a bit about the common misconceptions that you see in women's health? I mean, there's just a few that come to mind.
Yeah. I'll answer that, but just hearing Aisha, you speak, I mean, God, got a little emotional here, because the path that you just talked about is the path that happened to my mom. And I think that all of us here, just to like, had my mom had this program, she wouldn't have the health issues she has today.
Mm-hmm.
And this to me is, it's mind boggling that we don't know and we don't understand our bodies and we don't understand the symptoms and we don't understand, like, we don't have this intuition anymore. Right. But it's also mind boggling that we don't even put the time to understand, like to want to understand it. Because we've outsourced our health. We've outsourced it to doctors to just say, okay, fix me. I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just, Naisha, I love what you're saying. And I mean, listen, this is the reason why Kayla and I were working with Naisha, and why I'm so excited to work with Kayla as well. It's just, I think that, you know, the background, the expertise, and seeing patients having gone through this, such that we don't need this to be the medical system. We don't need our patients, like patients and clients and friends and family to have to deal with this nonsense, you know, and catching it ahead of time. So anyway, thanks for even just saying that, because I think that needs to be said. Right. But I think on a more uplifting note, I guess, or, you know, it's Nat, your question of what do we see? I think we see that people aren't testing enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or they're running the wrong tests.
I mean, Naisha mentioned it, right? You go to the doctor and we're talking about a thyroid panel, they run the TSH. Mm-hmm. That is 1 of 8. 1 of 8. Come on, right? So we're not running the right tests because we're scared of what the tests are going to tell us, rather than trying to get ahead of it quickly. I think we as women in general don't understand our cycles. We don't understand the sign, the symbol, the signals. We don't understand what, you know, is PMS a normal thing? No, it's not. We don't need to have that.
Yeah.
We don't have an understanding of what is inflaming us, what is causing us to have the brain fog, what is causing us to have cramps. I also think that what we're seeing is that a lot of women are chronically stressed, mm-hmm. right? So when we think about hormonal imbalances, that's that's part of it, because we want to be that modern woman where we have it all, where the mother, the daughter, the sister, the wife, the fiance, the girlfriend, whatever, and also the CEO. And that's fine. We can do that. We can, but we have to build in stress management techniques. And I say that as we, but I say that for myself as well, because I'm a case in point. I think, you know, and I think Naysha alluded to the fact, but we just went through my health panels. Mm-hmm. And I am, Naysha said this to me before, she's like, you're a tofi. You're thin on the outside, you're fat on the inside, right? And I think that that is quite common. So to answer your question now, like, what is the common misconception? So what are the common things that we see? It's that women link health to how do you look on the outside.
Absolutely. Amen. No, seriously, you know, I mean, you get these, we don't look past the outside. If a girl looks good and she's kind of slim and she wears her clothes well, you're like, oh, babe, you're good. You have no idea what's happening behind the scenes there. And so often it's a bag of broken toys, whether it's emotionally or mentally or hormonally, like, and which all of those tie in together. So, and it's, women are looking to lose weight. They just want to lose weight. That's it. That's what they come to me for. And I'm like, really?
Exactly. And then we have a band-aid approach as well.
Yeah.
Well, oh, you have hair above your lips. Okay. You probably have PCOS and here's a birth control pill. Right. Or, you know, but again, it is also going back to even understanding the little signs and symptoms, right? How do your nails look? Do you have bumps on the side, on the edge of your arm? Yeah. Right. What, like, your cycle is a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Is a superpower. If you don't use that superpower, then, well, you should be. Like, that is something that has been given to us. And we have the, you know, as crazy it is to say, we have the good fortune to be able to see that. Every single month you get a monthly report card.
Mm-hmm.
How your cramps are or are not, how your blood is or is not. You know, the color, the consistency, the you know, how long your cycle is, all of those tell us something. And relearning, because that's really what it is. We've stopped knowing what those signs are and we have to relearn. We have to get educated by our elders who have been through it and who know it, you know? So I think that part of this whole program, as well as just the movement for women's health of what needs to happen, is a re-education and a relearning and a re-loving, I guess, of our own bodies and our own cycles and what we were given.
Yeah, I love that. It's reconnecting, really. And it's wisdom that we've lost, right? As women, as generations have become disconnected from their bodies and their health, it gets passed on to the younger generations. And it's a real loss. So I love that you guys are taking that on. That is
sweet. Yeah, and there's a really lovely book called The Red Tent, which is just for.
Oh my God. That is one of my favorite books ever.
it's a gorgeous book. I read it like 10 years ago. And every time any woman says to me, oh, I don't want my period, I'm like, go read that. Then let's talk.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it's funny, you know, because I'm being on the other side of having a cycle and women tell me, oh my God, I can't wait not to have a period. I'm like, you need to stop that right now. You need to stop it. You need to own it. You need to get it. And don't be so, you know, like, every stage is such a gift. And even being postmenopausal is a gift. But the gifts of being premenopausal are not to be discounted. And, you know, the more you can embrace every stage of your life, the more joyful and fulfilled everything. You're just not waiting for something all the time, something to pass or something to come or whatever the case may be.
Yes. Or fearing something too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Let's get rid of this fear.
Absolutely.
I'll stop.
It's all good. Now, Kayla, you're going to bring it home to us because you're going to give me, let's dig into some of the details about the program. How many lucky women get to be a part of this program? When is it getting started? I said March. I don't know when in March. I mean, so many questions. Is it only limited to US? Maybe testing. I don't know. And so why don't we start with those and then I have a couple more after that.
Sure. So unfortunately, for the women who cannot join us this year, We are only taking 30 women in year one. And we're doing this intentionally because we want the group to be small enough that every woman gets a bio-individual approach and support.
Yep.
But we also want it to be a small enough cohort where we can actually run some of this research on our group to help close this women's health science gap and bring attention to the issues here. So year one, we're only doing 30 women. It is only available in year one in the US and Canada, but we have partnered with an amazing lab, and our lab partner at the lab is also a badass woman. She's a leader, a biochemist, amazing. And we have actually developed a women's health panel specifically with them that will include all the tests from one lab. That doesn't exist anywhere in the world. Amazing. And if you want to get comprehensive lab tests done for women's health, you have to go to probably 8 different labs, and it can cost you upwards of $3,500 for one round. These labs are going to be included in our program, but also we aim to have this women's health panel, comprehensive out of one lab, become the foundation and the standard that you find in every functional medicine doctor's office and hopefully general practitioner's office down the line to support women's health. That is only available this year in US and Canada, but we are finding ways to get around the issue of sending samples, biological samples in the mail. There's some issues with that. So we're trying to get around it so that we can open this up globally. If we can find solutions this year, we will open it up towards the end of enrollment. But if not, we aim to get that opened up globally next year.
Amazing. All right. Well, you know, there's only really one question left to ask. And how do people learn about the program?
So
there they go. And we haven't really delved on the name yet. So, you know, it's called the Power Program, but there's an H in there. Power Program. I love that. I'm a big fan of H's. There's an H in the middle of my name that nobody knows where to put. So having you guys stick an H in the middle of this name, I'm like, yes, the power of H.
Yes. So, you know, we're powering her in this program. So it's the Pow Her program, and it's powherprogram.org is where you can go to find all the information about what's included, about our curriculum, about our health coaching, about our lab testing, about the bio-individual approach. It's all there. That's where you can find all the information. You can also follow us on social media. It's the Power or at Power Program on Instagram. We have a Facebook page, and we are opening up a LinkedIn page as well. So you can, but the best place to start is just go to the website, powerprogram.org.
Love it. That's amazing. And so I'm going to ask you guys a couple of quick fire questions here, just a couple of little things that might serve as a brief intro to FAQs you might get, because I was wondering about this. So how are you figuring out who's appropriate for the program? Like, are there any limitations, like health limitations or limitations you're going to, I mean, I would think you have to put some limitations on who you're going to take in the program, but I know that a big piece of this is driven by diversity. Like, you're definitely looking for women from all stages and ages of life, but what if someone's really sick? So how do you figure that out? Somebody's going to have to take that.
You want me to try that one? Okay. I think you guys can handle any others coming, but this one, we wanted to make sure that we are inclusive, that we're bringing in, as to your point, very different stages and levels of health and well-being. We don't expect that. I mean, we expect that most women who want to take this program have some health concerns that's going to motivate and inspire them to be on board here, as is the case for probably most of us on the planet today, to have something that's not quite, you know, functioning as well. The caveat is that I will help, you know, well, we have kind of an application process, we have an application process, and we're already getting a few folks that say, hey, I'm, you know, a stage breast cancer patient, but my health is actually generally good. I've been in maintenance for some time. I do not have mortality facing me, you know, at this moment. I'm not expected to be dead in the next year. I mean, it sounds very blunt, but that's the reality. Is basically you have to have a good enough ECOG score, so general daily function. You have to have a primary care physician. We are not replacing your primary care. In fact, we won't let you in the program without a primary care practitioner. We are here to help you test, assess, address your own terrain, and then take your recommendations to your primary care for them to give you the blessing of integrating that therapy into your own piece. So if we do have someone who's got some major healthcare concerns, that does not necessarily prevent them from being in the program, but it may warrant a discussion between me and them to make sure that they have the proper medical team on board that we can know that they can safely navigate this program. And we aren't expecting, we hope people know that we're not here to fix anything. We're not here to fix you. We're here to educate and empower you. And, you know, specific one thing I laugh is that, you know, POWHER itself, P-O-W-H-E-R, stands for Personalization of Women's Health Evidence and Research, which I laugh that we kind of leave that piece out.
Wow.
That's what you're about, right? That's what POWHER is, the acronym. And so we want to empower women. And that may be someone who's met a cancer diagnosis before, or is dealing with, a neurological disorder, or is really struggling through the perimenopause door, or has had issues with fertility and PCOS, or is now dealing with maybe the latter part of their life and trying to figure out how to be their best version of themselves as they move into the second, you know, century, or the second half century of their life. Those are the types of pieces that we want to invite people into. So as long as you're in general state of health where you are not falling off a cliff, and as long as you have a primary care that can support you if you are meeting some challenges, you're welcome to apply for this program.
Amazing. Well, I love that. And you know what? I think you've done such a good job. You've kind of covered three of my other questions. So it's all good. I'm going to leave it at that, because I think we've done a pretty good job explaining the program to people. And so women, I want to thank you so much for being here tonight. All of the links will be in the show notes for our listeners. And I guess when they go to the website, they'll see your bios, each one of your individual fabulousness, and be able to, and also through the Instagrams and all the other the other avenues that you're using to promote the program, we'll be able to kind of get a sense of all of you and connect with you in some way, right? So I really want to thank you three for giving me the time tonight. I think this is so exciting, and it's such an important project. So I can, you know, kudos to you for taking it on and doing such an incredible job of putting something so amazing together.
I am honored to be part of this amazing team, and it's exciting to be birthing this forth into the world. So it's a gift.
Amazing. Thank you, Ben. This was fun.
Thank you. Thank you, Dasha and Kayla. And
so good to meet you. Thank you so much.
Great to meet you too. I've heard about YouTube for the line. Dasha's been dragging me in and out of all these amazing things for the last month or so. But I've heard and read from both of you. So I'm really excited to have met you both tonight. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Biohacking Superhuman Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please remember to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, because that's what helps us to be heard and to be seen. If you'd like to connect with me directly, or if you'd like to leave any comments, or if you have any questions about this episode, please reach out to me directly through my website, natnidham.com. And of course, if you're not already a member of the Biohacking Superhuman Performance community on Facebook, that's where you'll find me every day. It's a short application. Just answer a couple of questions and you're in and interfacing with other amazing biohackers. Thanks again, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode.